Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You know, Dr. Craig, before we move on, I just wanted to talk a little bit about a little bit more about the Republican debate for the opportunity to run against Governor Evers. And education is where I really, let me quote some of these hucksters and what they said about what they'd do if they became the governor. Rebecca Clefish: "First, I'll fire Tony Evers, who has been in charge of state education, protecting the status quo with the unions for 13 years. We haven't tried that in a while. I believe in lifting all students up, regardless of race or the achievement gap. Truly empowering parents is my plan. Passing the universal school choice program and curriculum transparency and breaking up MPS is a strong start. Prioritizing teaching life skills and critical thinking, not critical race theory, will also help make our schools more successful." Tim Michaels: "Yes, closing the achievement gap is important to me, but Milwaukee students of every color are being poorly served by a public school system that continues to fail generations after generation. I encourage everyone to go to MichaelBlueprint.com to see my plans for education reform, including universal school choice and an emphasis on early literacy. Literacy is the passport for all future education. We need to get all kids reading at grade level. That's the first step in improving schools." Rantham: When it pertains to education, Wisconsin facing a problem similar to other states in the schools, and educators are increasing the focus on radical racial and gender ideologies. I can't go any further before I throw up and get angry." Here's what is so frustrating to me, Dr. Craig, about these people who act as if the state is somehow going to break up Milwaukee public schools and the state is going to take on educating, you know, 70,000 students in a school system. The legislature doesn't want to have anything to do with educating those children, Dr. Craig. They can keep pushing and leading people to believe that they have some answers. Well, we'll give it to the private school. I mean, yeah, the private school system. Private school system has not shown any proclivities outside of where they've selected and handpicked and cherry-picked the best of the students that they have been able to educate. But the masses of the students with the issues that impact and affect children, i.e. lead poisoning, i.e. living in war zones, i.e. Parents living in poverty, children living in poverty, acting as if all of those things don't have some impact, Dr. Craig, on children and the prospects for their education.
Look, this is a undermine government, make it not work, then turn around and say it doesn't work and try to benefit politically and to destroy it further. So Milwaukee public schools are badly underfunded. All the educational research on what to the kids in Milwaukee would need shows that, and all you need to do is go and look at the physical facilities. It's all visible that are out in the suburbs versus what is in right. The city of Milwaukee. That is an obvious sign, but it goes deeper than that. That's just the physical, visible manifestation of it. And public education is extremely popular. It goes back further than Medicare and Social Security. That is one of the great American contributions to modern democracy. In the 19th century, universal free public education, that's what it was. I'm using the 19th century term. They want to undermine it, just like Ron Johnson wants to undermine Medicare and Social Security. And the idea is to discredit it, claim things are going on that aren't going on, like the teaching of extremism in our schools, which is simply not happening. It's not evidence-based. It's another big lie. And the myth that giving parents control and sending them with the same amount of money to voucher schools and private schools is going to lead to better education. It's unaccountable. And by the way, once it's a voucher, then the Republicans can cut its value and start to, and they, it just takes one little tweak to make it so what, how good a school you can go to depends upon how much money you have. And you have to go to a low-quality welfare school if you can't pay for it, as opposed to universal free public education for every child. This is unpopular. In terms of the polling, Earl, most Wisconsinites, both parties, increase support more education funding and support it much more than tax cuts. They move with the tax cuts anyway because that's what they believe in. They're on a mission to undermine the basic elements of democracy, and one of the basic elements is a universal free public education, just as the voting mechanisms they're attacking now also are a key part of our democracy.
You know, Dr. Craig, you can marvel at what conservatives and Republicans have been able to build, this infrastructure, this national machine that is in many instances so frightening that you may see them at some point in time create a constitutional amendment at the root of all of these things to give them permanent control over what happens in this nation. These are the things, Dr. Craig, that are at stake. And I sometimes wonder if people really understand how sinister this has become, Dr. Craig, and why it has to be stopped.
Well, they're doing that now as far as, well, one constitutional amendment they've already been doing is they're using this U.S. Supreme Court they packed to change law, to change the Constitution, to invent new things in it, like the right to carry any kind of military weapon you want, starting when you're 18, which is not in the Constitution and never even anticipated or imagined by the people who framed it or anyone in the last couple hundred years until recently. And so they're already changing the Constitution. So God knows they've already decided, this Supreme Court, that gerrymandering, that is rigging elections so you can never lose them by the way you set up districts, is legal, which is why the state assembly will be Republican, supermajority Republican, no matter what the voters say. That's not democracy. In addition, Earl, this is not science fiction. They are a couple states away from holding a constitutional convention and rewriting the whole Constitution. And Wisconsin just joined that effort. Doug Follett, our Secretary of State, finally had to send over the certifications because it was passed during the Walker era when they had full control. But we now only need two more states to have a constitutional convention, and then legal experts say all bets are off. They could do whatever they wanted with the Constitution. They can write an entirely new one.
Let's do this. Let's bring on Mr. John. Let's bring on John. Good morning to you, John. Thank you very much for holding. What do you say?
Well, this conversation has gone really off the deep end, and I understand why, because Republicans have gone off the deep end. But I wanted to go back to education, and the first thing I'm going to say is this whole idea of school vouchers and supporting private schools with our money, public money, is pretty outrageous to me. I spent 40 years plus as a professional educator. All levels from sixth grade to university level. And I've taught in public, private, and parochial schools. And I'm going to say about private education, first of all, generally, the education is not any better than public education, and studies have shown that. And in many cases, it's not as good as education. Secondly, the teachers in private situations don't have any say really over their working conditions, and that deteriorates the quality of the person that you're going to get as a teacher, and also the quality of the education the students get. And finally, those private schools don't have to take anybody they really don't want to. Choice education is just that. The school gets to choose whom they want to educate. And public schools serve everybody. So giving more public money, private schools, and even worse, to for-profit schools, is a very, very bad idea at best. And it's, in my opinion, it's theft of public funds at its worst.
Thank you very much for the call, John. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to John's?
John has it right, and it's what privatization tries to do. It tries to take public power. We control. We have elected school boards that decide policy, and a state government that and a governor that and you know elected Department of Public Instruction secretary that do it. It is transparent and accountable versus unaccountable private actors that can, they don't have to spend on particular anything. They can siphon the money for all sorts of purposes, but that is the Republican agenda to undermine the basic element of democracies and transfer the nation's wealth over to a few private special interests. And John's right about the research. After all of the fanfare by the business community and Tommy Thompson, when we became the first state in the country in the late 80s to move into an experimental voucher system in Milwaukee, the research came out 20 years later from universities showing that they were not better. And you'll notice that Republicans did not change their position at all, because that was never what it was about. What it's really been about is undermining public education, not about, they claim they want to get deal with the achievement gap, as they call it, or improve education. Nothing shows that. In fact, can you imagine any line of work, any profession where cutting the top people's salaries, whether they be doctors, engineers, would be seen as a way to improve quality? But that's what Act 10 did. Act 10 was a massive pay cut for teachers, and we think that's going to improve education. We don't think that for any other field. It's absurd.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is amazing to see Rebecca Clefish still talking and standing erect about what they were able to accomplish with Act 10. You would think by now that she would do everything within her power to disassociate herself with that and what took place, but she's still touting it as the greatest thing ever.